everybody. Welcome to The Kelly O Show. I'm your host, Kelly Alexa. This show is dedicated to inspiring women of all ages to pursue excellence in mind, body, and business. After decades of playing small in my own life and staying in the comfort zone, a couple of years of massive chaos and drama in my personal and my professional life forever changed me for the better. Through some tough lessons, I evolved, and I became a stronger and more confident version of myself, fearless, and finally, unapologetically myself. I am now designing my life bigger and better than ever before, and most importantly, I'm designing a life on my terms that is full of joy and happiness. And I think that this is something that's been missing for so many women. They're either staying in the comfort zone like I was, or they've got a life that looks pretty good on the outside, but it's missing real joy and health and happiness. And that is no bueno. I believe that the future is female, and every week this show is going to bring you incredible interviews and live shows that I hope is going to motivate you to take massive action in your life, to leave the comfort zone and go all in, again, to pursue achieving excellence in mind, body, and in business. I hope you enjoy the show, and let's dive in. Hey everybody, welcome back. This is part two of the two-part episode with Lori Christine King. If you have not listened to part one, please be sure you go back because you're going to be missing out on a lot of context that we talked about in part one. This is part two of the two-part interview with Lori Christine King.
We just, you know, put a little Band-Aid over it. We put a smiley face on top and then we walked away from it. And so sometimes, you know, those things that we were struggling with prior to birth control come back in full vengeance or double worse. Mm-hmm. I know for me, goodness grief, like the acne and oily skin, like that was the gift that kept on giving for 7 or 8 months. And like I said, it's like, okay, dealing with acne, I use natural laundry detergent. I supplement zinc. I'm using beauty counters. So I'm using, you know, safer skincare and body care and hair care. I'm eating cruciferous vegetables. I'm drinking the water. I'm getting the fiber. I'm eating all the fruits and veggies too. I was doing all the things and it was still like, I remember my face being so oily that I had a month where I literally could not wear makeup because I was just this greasy little human. You know, so like that's, I've been there. I've experienced that. And so I think, again, you know, give it a few years. I do think that the medical community will accept, oh, actually, yeah, there's this thing. We can't ignore, you know, hundreds of thousands of women that all go through, you know, ironically, the same, you know, very familiar set of symptoms. But to get back to your original question, it's like, we live in a society where people think it's normal to have miserable menstrual cycles, and that's not normal. It may be common, but it's not normal.
Good. That is such a good sentence. It could be common, but it's not normal. And I love, first of all, everything you said. I was over here like nodding my head, like fist pumping you from all the way down here in San Antonio. And I want everybody that's listening, because this is what I have just become so vocal about, and I'm going to continue to do on the show. And I hope I can get Dr. Brighton on the show. That would be amazing, because every woman should read her book. But, you know, the two things that I want to pull out of what you said is, it is your choice. Because we do have a lot of women. I've talked about the pill on the show when it was Fitfluential Radio before. And I get a lot of women that would write in and go, Kelly, that's cool that you're not on the pill. Like, and I also had a uterine ablation that was recommended by my doctor. But so I don't have a period and that worked for me. But these people were like, that's great. And this goes back to what you said about there's education for women who don't want to have kids anymore. And they think the only way to do that is an IUD or being on the pill. Like, I didn't know that what you said, that there's really only 5 days. And I think that, you know, for all of us with an active sex life, if you know there's 5 days in the month, there's creative ways. And I don't know. I think that that's probably something, maybe this is a whole other show that we come back and talk about this specifically, because women will hear this conversation and go, okay, I know I should get off the pill. But what do? I don't want to get pregnant again. And they think there's no solution, but it sounds like there. And when I see this on your social platforms, Lori, like it's not relevant to me, but so I don't tend to read it as much, But for all the women out there, Lori puts a ton of information and links. And because of her, I'm following Dr. Jolene Brighton and all of these other women. So we'll link up to this stuff, but just know that there are solutions. And then the second thing that I got out of everything you're saying is, hey, if you choose to be on birth control, that's great, but make an informed decision. And I think people like you, Lori, and me, when we were going on the pill and when my doctors for my skin issues that came up, you know, later in my 30s, put me on spironolactone. And then that didn't work. So they just kept doubling the dose of spironolactone. So I was not only on birth control, antibiotics, and spironolactone for like 10 years. That
was your gut health, because your digestion, just from saying that, I'm like, your digestion had to be so jacked up for starts.
Yeah.
So jacked up.
But I think that too, you know, it's a huge shift for, and this is what I want people listening to the show, this episode and all episodes, is there comes a point when you have to realize, like, hey, the typical, and it's not to bash doctors, right? Like, your average doctor is not going to go out there and get a secondary integrative medicine degree. There are a lot more doing it now, right? But if you go to your OBGYN, like I did when I was having massive bleeding, I had my period 30 days in a row one time. And I went in, massive bleeding. And you know what their answer was? Is they did a scan and they said, you have, I think they said I have PCOS. And they said, you know, well, we're going to do surgery. I think they didn't say surgery. They put me on loloestrin Fe. I was off the pill. They said, we're going to put you on loloestrin Fe. And I remember saying, if I have these cysts on my ovaries, wouldn't you want to like get rid of them? You're telling me they're getting bigger and bigger and they're making me bleed. And your answer is the pill. But what they gave it to me for free. So I took it. And let me tell you, people, I was on loloestrin Fe. That's the first time in my life I got migraines. I gained 25 pounds in a month. And when I went and I called back and I said, I have migraines, and I just read the side effects of this medication and it says migraines, weight gain, depression, whatever. And they're like, no, there's not enough estrogen in there to create that. That's just you. And I'm like, oh, okay. But that's what that OBGYN told me. I didn't know enough to push back and do my own research. And I think that that's probably like the big step that everybody listening who is going to say, but I go to my doctor and my doctor told me just lose weight and go on Xanax. That's like, how do you get across, Lori, when people come to you that they need to start really becoming their own advocate? And that means pushing back at the doctor and maybe finding a different doctor and doing their own research. Because sadly, there's a lot of doctors that their only answer for you is going on the pill and going on antibiotics or even like Xanax.
I love this question because I actually just experienced this on Monday because I was due for, I've been on HRT now for about 3 months. And so I was just due to basically draw some new lab work, see, you know, are things still moving in the right direction? You know, do we need to change any dosages? And so I roll into the office because, again, it's not a full visit. It's just like drawing the blood and then I'll come back and, you know, we'll kind of see what things are going on. But so as I'm sitting in the chair, I'm double checking her because specifically even just for thyroid stuff, you have to test multiple things. And so many doctors traditionally in the 90s, maybe they only pulled TSH, which is your messenger hormone. It says, hey, body, do this thing. And then science got a little bit better. And then it was like, okay, you know, the industry standard was like, doctors might pull TSH and then T4, and T4 are kind of like the Lego blocks of your thyroid hormone. And so, same thing, you know, fast forward present day, a real, you know, full panel for thyroid stuff alone, at minimum, we would need TSH. We would need free T4. We would need free T3. So T3 would basically be like your jackpot, right? Like that's the actual thyroid hormone. That's the shit we need the body to produce. Arguably, it's the only thing that matters because it doesn't even matter what those other ones look like. If we have good free T3 values, we probably feel pretty stinking good. But same thing, we need to look at thyroid antibodies because a lot of times people get diagnosed with hypothyroidism and doctors say, oh, well, your thyroid's running a little bit slow. But they don't realize there is the autoimmune component to it. And then there's the extra layer of if there's thyroid antibodies, we are going to see antibodies long before we start to see destruction of the thyroid gland. So a lot of times, again, you know, if we're pulling a full thyroid panel, we can really get a full picture of what's going on. And so I'm like drilling the doctor, because same thing with women's hormones. If people don't know, we have two different periods during our menstrual cycle, where it's like the first roughly 2 weeks, it's our follicular phase, we ovulate, and then, you know, we should have a luteal phase. And so hormones are doing different things. And so during that first half of our cycle, we see a big spike in estrogen. During the middle of our cycle, during ovulation, you know, we see a rise in testosterone. Then we start to see a rise in progesterone. We see a second spike in estrogen. You know, we see all these things. It's a long story short, for anybody listening, you cannot go to your doctor's office on a Tuesday, any old day of the month, and say, oh, 3-1, I want to check my sex hormones. It has to be during certain days of your cycle. So again, progesterone specifically, you know, we have to test day 19 to 21 of our cycle. And so this gets back to A, how many women do you know that track your cycle, or how many women do you know that know there are multiple phases to the cycle? How many women know what ovulation is, or if they ovulate? You know, there's a gap here that we're missing. Yep. But so long story short, you know, I'm sitting in the chair and I'm paying for this, right? Like, it's going to end up costing me, I don't know, $350, $400. And so as she's drawing the blood out of my arm, I'm like, hey, so just double checking, you know, are we pulling TSH, free T3, free T4, TPO, TGAB? And she goes, and she looks at me and she's kind of like raising an eyebrow and she's like, yeah. And so then I was starting to drill her about, okay, well, cool. Just making sure, like, you're pulling FSH, you're pulling LH, you're pulling progesterone, you're pulling estrogen, you're pulling free and total testosterone, you know, all of these things. And at this point, like, she is looking at me with daggers in her eyeballs. And I'm smiling because she doesn't know, you know, who I am. And everybody else in the office, you know, they know me very well and good friends. My local doctor here, his name is Sean Tassone. He's wonderful and definitely leading the way on, you know, so much hormone stuff, and specifically with, you know, the Assure Coil and HRT and all that stuff. And so he's a fantastic doctor. But like I said, I'm sure this was also probably just somebody, you know, contracted to come in, you know, with certain days a week and draw blood and whatever. But even here I was, little old me, and in the back of my head, I'm like, God, I feel like such an asshole. I'm such a pain in the ass. But it's not, because at the end of the day, you know what I don't want? I don't want to come back at a future date and pay for a doctor visit and go, oh, that's cool, but you can't even change my medications, or we can't even discuss anything because the right labs didn't get pulled. And every single person on social media that I talk to, or, you know, clients in our, you know, our gym programming and all that stuff, it'll be like, oh yeah, so I just spent $500 on labs. And then you'll look at it and it'll be like, I hate to tell you, but this lab work is trash. Like, it doesn't mean anything because we don't have all the puzzle pieces we would need, you know, to even infer anything about anything. And so I think it's just so important that, like, we have to have the education piece. And again, you know, it's like, it's not your role to be a doctor, but you have to be the CEO of your own health, right? And you have to know the basics. You have to understand, hey, I have symptoms that are not normal. Hey, I have symptoms that kind of look like hypothyroidism, right? So again, if we want to go deep dive on that, you know, are we struggling to lose fat? Are we unexpectedly having weight gain? Are we having brain fog, forgetfulness? Are we dealing with a chronically puffy face? Are we having an intolerance to cold? Are we fatigued and exhausted? Are we having dry skin and dry hair? Are we dealing with constipation and slow digestion? Are we losing the outer one third of our eyebrow? Are we having heavy menstrual cycles? You know, I'm sure that every woman listening to this probably just raised their hand to, you know, a handful of those. And if they didn't know, you know, those weren't normal, because again, how often do you talk about these conversations with other people? Hey, you know, I haven't pooped in 3 days. Do you struggle with that? Like, that's not a conversation that happens. So if you don't know it's not normal, you can't be the CEO of your own health and you can't seek help for that, right? But people think that it's just them and they don't talk about it. And so I think that the education piece is just so, so important. so that you can go and you can find a doctor. And on that note, like, it is hard to find a doctor that A, gives a shit and doesn't dismiss you. It's not something that they're conditioned necessarily to care about. Women being dismissed, women's symptoms being dismissed. Again, well, if it's normal for menstrual cycles to be miserable, well, if you go to the doctor's office and you say, hey, so I have to change my tampon every hour. I miss work when I have my menstrual cycle. I struggle really bad with mood. A doctor's going to go, yeah, that sounds normal, right? Because they're not a specialist in it. And so I think that the first step is you have to find a doctor that believes what you believe, right? And so if you want a doctor that isn't just going to shove the pill at you, well, you need to see a specialist that that's what they believe, right? And so I actually work with two doctors. Sean Tassone is local here in Austin. Like I said, he's phenomenal. And the other doctor is a functional doctor I work with virtually. She's out of Florida, which is Dr. Becky Campbell. But same thing, you know, it's like when I went to their website within 3 minutes and I'm, you know, it's not hard to surf around. It's like, I think Sean specifically, he wrote a book titled like Contraception Deception or something. So it was like a book all about hormonal birth control and kind of the issues that it may present to female. And so it was like, oh, okay. You know, again, there are occasions where hormonal birth control is right for a person. Certainly he, you know, prescribes it to patients. But off the bat, I knew within 30 seconds on the website that that's not his memo and that he wants to fix things naturally and that he wants to lean into changes to nutrition and lifestyle and exercise and environmental exposures and, you know, doing proper supplementation to fill the gaps. And same thing with Becky Campbell. She's published numerous books talking about, like, she actually specializes in thyroid stuff because she has thyroid issues as well. She's very big into histamine intolerances and just kind of the nitty gritty. And so same thing, it's like, expectation wise, I knew with Dr. Becky Campbell specifically, cool, this isn't going to be covered by, you know, insurance, because insurance doesn't care about hormone testing. Insurance probably doesn't care about gut testing and, you know, all of this stuff. And so we were kind of talking about this off air, but it's like, when I really look at it, the past 6 months, I spent $3,500 on doctor visits and supplementation. I've been dealing with some gut issues. So I've been doing a lot of, you know, just antimicrobials and just all of this not fun gut, you know, gut health protocols. But again, realizing of, okay, we are officially out of things to manipulate in your life naturally via nutrition, all that stuff. So now you can either keep feeling like shit or, you know, we can try going on hormone replacement therapy. But even then it was like outside of like kind of nutrition and health, I had shoulder surgery in 2017. I was still in chronic pain despite all of that. And so I spent $3,500 on stem cell injections in both of my shoulders. The stem cells got me out of pain, but that didn't fix the dysfunction from having a surgical shoulder and then, you know, tons of compensation and poor movement patterns. So approximately 3 weeks ago, I spent another $1,500 on working with a company called Active Life RX, where I'll basically be working with PTs and doctors to, again, fix imbalances, get me moving better, fix mobility and flexibility restrictions and all this stuff. Again, on Monday, I just went back for more hormone testing. And so I think that it's so important to understand that if you want to feel good, you're going to have to step up to the plate and do things to get better care, right? So if you want conventional care, well, that might involve just going to your, you know, doctor you've been seeing forever. And, you know, if you have issues, if it's hormonally, they might just offer you the pill. If you're wanting better outcomes and less traditional methods, you have to go to a doctor for that. You have to find a functional or an integrative doctor. You have to find an OBGYN that specializes in women's health and hormones that's not just treating with birth control. Or you're going to have to, you know, perhaps work with some sort of fertility doctor that, again, has other tools in the toolbox rather than that tidy fix-all of, okay, well, we know that any given woman, regardless of whether they're struggling with acne or period problems or whatever, you know, the pill will probably fix them. You know, it's like, you might have to step up to the plate. And for me, like, nobody has thousands of dollars just sitting around, right? Like, that was like a, Oh, cool. Well, 30 years old means all that money I stashed aside in savings. I get to spend that money on my health because I'm worth it. And I don't want to feel like this anymore. And I don't want to be in pain. And I want to just feel good and be able to show up as my best me. And so there's that disconnect, right? And so same thing with, you know, maybe it's coaching where people don't want to step up to the plate and pay for, you know, nutrition coaching, or they don't want to pay to go see a doctor that's not covered by insurance. It's like, that's the beautiful part about all this is that if you want something, you will figure out a means and a way to make it happen. I do hope that it starts sooner than when it does for most people, which is they wait until they feel like absolute dog shit. Yep. To start trying to, you know, climb out of the hole. It's like, well, the sooner you start climbing out of the hole, the faster things go. So again, it's like, it was a no-brainer to me when I launched two businesses this past year. My health started to go on the decline. You know, I was suffering with a lot of things. It was like, this isn't okay. Like, I've got a team of people depending on me. I've got people that I need to show up for, and I don't want to feel like this. And I don't, you know, it comes from a place too of like, no one deserves to feel like that. Everybody should feel good. So do I regret the thousands of dollars I've invested in myself? Absolutely not. It is the best money I have ever spent in my life because I'm working with some of the best doctors. And again, it's information for me that I can now give back to other people because it seems intimidating to hire a functional doctor. It seems intimidating to find these people, right? It's like, again, I always look at everything I've ever been through is this is just setting me up to help future people. And so kind of getting back to something we mentioned earlier, we talked about the idea that, you know, it used to be hormone replacement therapy was just for the 40 to 50 to 60 year old crowd. And it's not, you know, and I used to be very close-minded where it was like, oh, well, if you're, you know, if you're 20 or if you're 30 years old, you just need to eat better. Or, oh, mm-hmm. You just need to change your exercise. And I finally realized it through myself that sometimes it's not enough and that's okay. And that is when my entire coaching world changed because it pushed me to push all my clients to, you know, to step up to the plate and say, you know, hey, so-and-so, you've been struggling with X, Y, and Z symptom for the 3 years that we've been coaching before. Maybe you should get testing for this. And so if I want to give a real life example, I have a client and she is 53. And so same thing, just struggles to lose weight, would wake up a lot during the night, always dealing with night sweats and just tossing and turning and, you know, all of these things and just really struggling. Like she goes to the gym, she's lifting heavy weights and like you know, just wasn't seeing it physically. Well, she went and did hormone testing for, you know, she had always checked her thyroid. She got her testosterone checked for the first time in her life at 53 years old. And it was single digits. Like I think off yep. The top of my head, it was 9. And so you're like, wow, how different would your entire, cause that didn't show up overnight, right? Like that is a progressive thing that's been there for years. And so now, you know, she's currently rolling the ball and like, she finally just found a great doctor. They're starting to talk about, you know, kind of, they just did a bunch of testing. And so they're starting to build that plan of like, okay, like, let's see if we can adjust these things. But again, it was like, she was scared because she was like, well, what if things go wrong or, you know, all this stuff. And it's like, no. Like if you're doing all the right things, well, maybe this is worth leaning into because again, like, even for me, I dug my heels in the sand. I didn't want to do it. I was embarrassed. I was ashamed. And then it was just like, what's the alternative? Continue yes. feeling like shit. Like if things don't work out, you bail, right? You just go back to doing what you were doing. But what if we assume that being brave and stepping up to the plate and trying something uncomfortable, what if that outcome is brilliant? And the disclaimer is that that holds true in so many facets, right? If that's business, if that's relationships, it's having those hard conversations. Like I literally gauge things present day. Like if the idea of something makes me want to throw up a little, that's when I know I have to do it, right? So whether that's, you know, making changes to work, whether that's doing something new, if that is like literally my best litmus test is like, if something makes me nervous, if something makes me want to throw up a little, that's when I know I have to lean hard into it And every single time, it's always paid massive dividends. And so I do want to put the disclaimer, you know, I've worked with plenty of women as well who were working with doctors, and they did try, you know, hormone replacement therapy, or, you know, they leaned into testosterone pellets, or they whatever it was, and it didn't go well. So I don't want to paint hormone replacement therapy again as the equivalent of birth control, where it's like, oh yeah, the magic thing, it fixes everything. I am very grateful at this moment in time that, knock on wood, it has been exactly what I needed. I noticed a very drastic difference within weeks. And then the past 3 months, it's like I said, I feel like a totally new person, and I feel like myself. But I do want to give the disclaimer again that it's like, that is also probably because everything else is on lock and I made it the last choice, not the first choice, right? So it's no different than, you know, I think like low testosterone clinics are popping up left and right, or like the HCG diet makes me want to jump out a window, because it's like, great, people are doing this thing thinking it's just going to be the magic pill, the magic whatever. And it's like, no, like you still have to have all the other things in play for that to show up and potentially make things better, right? So I think just so many important conversation points there.
Oh my God, we've had so many, like, I want to make bumper stickers out of this whole show. And the truth is like my big, there's three big points I want to make here to re-summarize. And that is, number one, I'm going to say the money thing last, but number one is, you really, when it comes to, a lot of people listening to the show are listening because they're fitness fanatics. Maybe they've been here through Fitfluential Radio, what we used to be called. And so they're, you know, fitness fanatics like I am. But inevitably, you're going to find, like Lori mentioned, for whatever reason, lifestyle choices, maybe it's birth control, maybe it's antibiotics, maybe it's just extreme dieting, yo-yo dieting, whatever. There will come a time when just what you do in the gym and what you're eating is not going to get you the results that they were before. And this is not reserved for people who are 40 or 50 plus. This is now happening to women of all ages. And so I think the first takeaway is, understand that there is a bigger picture here. We're talking about starting to take a step back. And that's point number two. You need to become an advocate for your health. Start doing research. Don't just go to your doctor. I'm talking to a friend of the family right now, and she's like, you know, what her doctor's solution to her problems was, is she's on medicine for her cholesterol, medicine for her insulin resistance, Xanax because she's depressed about her weight, and then just progesterone for her hormones. And I said, have you ever had blood work done? No, but your doctor gave you progesterone. And I'm like, and so trying to get her to understand, like, that doctor is not listening to you. They're just prescribing. And did they ever tell you that you could fix your insulin resistance with what you eat? Did they ever tell you that your cholesterol is a result typically of what you eat and your lifestyle? So become, know that there is a bigger picture here. We should be looking at our health, not just what we weigh on the scale. Took me years to get to that place. And then lastly, understand that sometimes this is going to be a longer journey to get healthier and to fix these issues that have been probably created over a lifetime. For me, you know, when I had to look back and go, okay, I started going on antibiotics for acne at 17. Then I was on the birth control pill. Then I was on spironolactone. Add to that years and years of eating shit food and a lot of alcohol in college and a lot of stress. I've created a minefield in my body, and it's going to take a while to fix it. And I didn't identify these problems until, incidentally, what you referenced before, I had my trainer, Whitney Jones, who pushed me. She's like, Kelly, I can give you all the diet plans in the world, but the reason you're not losing weight is there's something, you're on too many medications and you need to get your blood work done. And I'm so glad that she stalked me, literally stalked me, made me get my blood work done and see a doctor who was an integrative, you know, hormonal specialist out in Arizona. And that started me down the road. It's not cheap. In closing, it's not cheap. But how many of you listening have said at one time or another, I would pay any amount of money to lose this weight, to fit in my skinny jeans? And it's usually something shallow like that, right? But then what happens is I see so many of you go, I don't want to do that. It's too expensive, but I'm going to follow this celery juice diet online because this guy says celery juice is the answer to everything. And I'm going to go buy a juicer and start doing celery juice because celery juice is the answer to everything. Or J-Lo just cut out sugar, carbs, fruit, alcohol, meat, chicken, dairy, and eats grass. And she looks great.
Ice cubes.
Yeah. Ice cubes and grass. And I mean, like, fucking come on. So please know, I mean, Lori, this was such a fantastic conversation. I feel like with you, we just scratched the surface. So I will let you know, I'm totally going to stalk you and see if I can get you on the show again.
You got it.
For everybody listening, number one, I will make sure I link up to everything that we've mentioned here in the show. But Lori, tell people where they can follow you online, tell them about your eBooks so that if they want to follow up, and I'm sure they can obviously get that from your website, but tell them about your website, where they can find you on Instagram. And if they need to get a hold of you, what's the best place to do that?
So Instagram would be the best. My handle is Lori Christine King. So super easy to remember. It's my name. And my website is actually the same. So LoriChristineKing.com. The funny thing about my website is that I started blogging for fun, right? And a few months ago, I was actually nominated by Paleo Magazine for best website. So apparently I don't suck.
Awesome.
Apparently we put out some really great content. So that was very cool to be recognized among the likes of people such as, you know, Chris Kresser and stuff like that. But it's a really fun time right now because we realize I have too much personality. And so I've been trying to get away from just hiding behind, you know, Instagram story and an Instagram feed and just blogging. And so we just recently launched a YouTube channel, which same thing, it's Lori Christine King. But I wrote two massive eBooks. And so when I got into all of this originally, you know, I was full-time nutrition coaching, working one-on-one with people. And we realized that, you know, it's, there's no, how do I say this? That if I can spend my time helping masses of people, that's where my time is best spent. And so I wrote two massive eBooks. One is 125 pages. One is 150 pages. So anything with nutrition, if you're struggling to know how much to eat, if you're struggling to know, you know, how you should be living life and, you know, just all the little habits that we hope, you know, in a coaching interaction that people would walk away with and, you know, integrate into their life. We also launched a massive gym program. And so Paragon Training Methods is basically a aesthetic-focused gym programming for people that, whether they're burnt out on high-intensity exercise, whether they just want to look and feel damn good. We successfully built a community of people that want to help you be strong, well-fed, and more badass in life. And so that's kind of a lot of where my focus has been going, has been Paragon Training Methods. So that's kind of my other business as well. But effectively through all platforms of social media, you know, I'm really just enabling women to have better body conversations with themselves and really just feel comfortable in their own skin, because at the end of the day, everybody deserves to feel good. And so through all of those platforms, like I said, it's just a very exciting time because it used to just be, oh, I just write, you know, blogs and I do the social media thing. And now to be getting out on YouTube and we'll eventually, you know, be getting out in front of people, you know, in person as well. Certainly I've been on, you know, numerous podcasts as well. You know, it's just a very, very special time and just so, so exciting to be helping, you know, thousands and thousands of people redefine, you know, their relationship with self and their body.
You're just amazing. I'm hugging you from down here because I do. I think you're such a remarkable individual. You just put out such amazing content. I'm so glad to see that you're experiencing the growth and recognition, because truly, I think that you're, this is going to sound cheesy, like you're one of the best people in fitness, health, and wellness on the internet, period. Bar none. I think every woman listening is just going to be the same way that I am once they discover you. I know my niece was going through some issues dealing with, you know, pill related stuff, and everybody that I've tagged and said, you need to check her out, they'll come back to me a month or so later and go, oh, I did it. I'm getting off the IUD. Oh, I did it. I'm getting off birth control. Oh my God, I didn't realize I was doing this. So I just commend you for everything you're doing and your passion and for sharing. And I absolutely will follow up with you because I need to have you back on the show. I know I could talk to you for like 6 hours straight.
Easy. I feel the same, Kelly. I'm super excited. Absolutely call me in for round two at any time. It would be an absolute pleasure. And today has just been so, so great touching on so many conversations that women need to hear.
Absolutely. We're going to spread the word, and everybody listening, share this podcast with everybody, because this is one of the best people, like I said, that every woman needs to be listening to her. She's just amazing. Tune into her every day. Lori, thank you so much for being here. For everybody listening, I will put in the show notes links to everything that we mentioned, and you can access the show notes at thekellyoshow.com. If you have any questions for Lori, obviously we want you and encourage you to connect with her directly. If you have questions for me in regards to nominating somebody for me to interview on the show, or if you have questions about sponsoring future episodes, please email my assistant, Angie@kellyolexa.com. Until next time, everybody, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you soon.
Hey, everybody, you've reached the end of this two-part episode with Lori Christine King. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. She's absolutely fantastic. If you did enjoy this episode, I would so appreciate it if you would head on over to iTunes and give this show a rating. And as you know, ratings are the lifeblood of a podcast. And I really have big dreams for this show to take it as broad and wide as we possibly can and just go big and reach a lot of people. And the more reviews we have on the show, the more we can do that. So I would sincerely appreciate it if you take a couple minutes, make sure you're subscribed while you're there, and give us a review again on iTunes for The Kelly O Show. If you have any questions for us, or you'd like to recommend somebody that we interview for the show, or you'd like to recommend yourself, you can reach out to my assistant, Angie@kellyolexa.com, A-N-G-I-E. @kellyolexa.com. And you can use that same email address if you are interested in sponsorships for future episodes. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. We'll see you next time on The Kelly O Show.